Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. We are at the Adult Mental Health First Aid Training here at Egg Country in Grand Forks, and we are talking with Dallas Tufte, facilitator for today's seminar. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing today and what you'll be going over with those that are participating in here attending.
Yeah, so I'll be training mental health first aid. It's kind of like a general first aid course, but focused on mental health. It helps the learners be able to recognize those warning signs and symptoms that somebody might be experiencing a mental health challenge, and getting them on that path to help have that conversation with somebody who is in need, and get them connected with the resources that would be best suited to help that person through that situation.
So I know in this area there's a lot of agriculture and things like that, but I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of different people in a lot of different settings. So how does something like this maybe differ, or what are some of the main things that you want to get across here today?
In North Dakota, we're a really, really rural state, and we have a lot of that pick yourself up and get yourself going through those different challenges. Mental health is something that's still very stigmatized in especially our rural cities, and it's important to have those open dialogue and that important conversation about when you're not feeling well, even if it's just mentally and you're just having a down day, you got to be able to turn to those around you, be able to feel safe talking to your neighbors about that. And that's something that we're trying to do here with Mental Health First Aid is creating safe people for people to turn to when they're in need of that open dialogue and conversation.
And so when you're doing these types of presentations, what do you hope that the participants get out of it? What kind of interaction are you hoping for, or feedback do you get, or do you want to be hearing?
I want people to be comfortable having these conversations. Oftentimes when somebody comes to us saying that they're not feeling well, even if it's somebody that we're super close to, we don't know how to have that open dialogue and have that conversation and be supportive in a way that helps that person feel like you're a safe person to come back to. My hope with this training is that we're creating safer communities in terms of mental health, helping people build those connections and recognize that when you're in need of help, you can help others as well.
All right. Anything else to add here about what you do and this program before we let you go?
Open that conversation. Recognize that those around you really want to help. And it's just a matter of taking that first step as somebody who is to help somebody as well as to reach out to those you need.
And what are some resources in North Dakota that people can utilize?
If you call 211, we have an entire database. That's what First Link runs, is our local 211. It's a phone line for resources and information. So if somebody needs help with rent, if they need help finding a counselor in their area, or if they just need somebody to talk to, anybody can dial 211 24/7 and get connected to those different resources.
Awesome. Thank you so much again. Dallas Tufte joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.